right, let's go to the newsline right now. It's 7:38. We want to talk to ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. And Brad, with the Department of Homeland Security issuing an advisory about domestic terrorism this week, I guess the question now that analysts are looking at is, was the storming of the Capitol some sort of practice, some sort of dress rehearsal?
Maybe for some, you know, you have to look, obviously, Shannon, at the sort of the diverse group of people that went into the Capitol. Many of them, obviously, just walked in to walk around. Others were organized with body armor, flex cuffs, had radios. They were talking to each other. Clearly, they were on a mission. I think for some, maybe to capture Vice President Pence and or Speaker of the House Pelosi. And so the concern beyond January 6th is the groups that are bent on destruction or overthrow of the government are actively recruiting. There's some belief that they would then want to launch a more strategic attack, smaller number of people, not a crowd like you had at the Capitol, and go after potentially a number of targets, individuals like a Democratic governor, or an elected official from Congress, power grid, water supply, maybe another government installation that they believe will get them notice if they attack it. So that's the big concern, and that's why you saw the bulletin. They don't release those bulletins very often. So people should take it seriously that they're really big time concerned about the potential of more attacks.
Right. And it sounds like the difficulty is discerning what is just talk and even to a certain extent play acting, you know, dressing up in costumes and building a, you know, we saw outside the Capitol, we saw, you know, a hangman's platform with a noose, or whether there's actual intent to utilize something like that or utilize those zip ties that they were taking through the Capitol, you know, whether their intent to actually act on those words and the, you know, the costume and the props that they were carrying along actually would come to fruition. And that has to be very difficult for those trying to analyze the level of threat.
Well, other than they have dialogue from inside the Capitol.
Right.
Of them saying some of the things that you're talking about, like that they were going to go, you know, capture and kill Vice President Pence and other people. I mean, there were clearly people on a mission that they weren't play acting. They were real. Now, how big that number was, you know, it clearly wasn't the majority of the crowd. But I think, Shannon, the crowd is important because it lets you know that there are that many people that are angry that President Trump lost the election and believe so that he lost it fraudulently, which obviously there's nothing to support that, but it doesn't really matter what you or I think, it's what they think. Mm. And that's the belief. And that's what's driving a lot of this rage. DHS, FBI, et cetera, are really concerned that there's maybe some momentum going to potentially take action. And that's what, obviously, they would love to try to get in front of if, in fact, it's being planned.
Right. And it's clear that, it really is incumbent on election officials at every level to be demonstrating that there was no fraud, that the results were legitimate, that any minor incidents of fraud were investigated and either, you know, counted or not counted. So we will continue to be investigating this and putting the spotlight on this. Brad Garrett, ABC News crime and terror analyst, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Take care, Shannon.